Welcome to Native Talks. It's Jen again, and today we're talking about sharing personal opinions. In life, we're often asked to give our opinion, or in some cases, we give our opinion even if it hasn't been asked for. Sometimes we can be very direct with our opinion and it won't upset the other person. However, more often than not, we need to be careful how we share our thoughts. So not as to offend or to hurt the other person's feelings. This can be especially true in business, where cultural differences can have a detrimental effect on business dealings. Sharing your opinion can either be an opportunity to make some friends or really ostracize yourself from the company. Some cultures require care when giving your opinion. You don't want to offend anyone, and sharing your opinion might require a bit of mitigation work and carefully layering certain expressions to soften the blow. Some common ways of sharing your personal opinion are as follows. You can say, "I think." This is the most common and general way of giving an opinion. You can use it both informally and formally. You can say, "I think if you offer a consistently good service to your clients, they will keep coming back to you." You can also say the phrases, "in my opinion" or "in my view." These expressions are more formal and are often used when talking about important issues. "In my view, they made a huge mistake in not selling the company when they had the chance." Or, "in my opinion, the Bank of England should not raise interest rates this year." You can also use the phrase, "it seems to me," or "all things considered." When you've thought about a situation carefully, you can use either of these two expressions. You can say, "it seems to me that they are spending more money than they need to attract new talent into the company." Or you can say, "all things considered, I think we made a wise choice in recruiting James." You can also say the phrase, "if you ask me." This is used when your opinion is critical. Sometimes people say this even when their opinion hasn't been asked for. "If you ask me, but I didn't ask you." You can say, "if you ask me, she has spoiled her children far too much." You can also say the phrases, "to be honest," or "to tell you the truth," or "to be frank." All three expressions are a way of giving your opinion when you know that people may not like what you have to say. "To tell you the truth, your father was right when he said that you undersold the company." Or, "to be honest, I preferred it when you were blonde." Or, "to be frank, I thought her acting was just really bad." You can also use the phrase "personally," and this is used to emphasize that you are giving your own opinion. "Personally, I think the CEO should apologize for his appalling behavior at the shareholders meeting." And then you can use the phrase "as far as I'm concerned." When you realize that other people may not agree with you, you could say, "as far as I'm concerned, tennis is a much more interesting sport than football."